All right, guys.
Good
That sounded
evening.
so manly, but we're back again.
Hello.
With episode something.
Live and in Technicolor.
What'd you say, mate?
I said live and in Technicolor.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
That's very old school.
It is.
God, I just realized the British accents made me think we need to say one big prayer for the royal family.
Oh my God, we really do.
I'm really upset.
Honestly, like,
I thought he'd make it to 100, honestly.
I thought he was going to make it to 100, and he is, like, my favorite in that family. I know he was married in, but, like, well, kind of, sort of, also her cousin, but, you know. He was married in.
My favorite was Harry, but, you know, he said, I'm ditching y'all. And I said, I love you.
Harry did it for the right reasons. So
exactly.
I like him.
He's my king.
But, like, as for somebody who is still, like, a active member.
Yeah.
Prince Philip was my favorite.
I was always a big fan of Miss Charlotte, Kate's only daughter.
A baby. Well, she's not a baby. She's like six.
I think she's one of the cutest babies I've ever seen in my entire life. I love her.
She looks generic to me, but
she was a fan fave to me. There's just something about her, I think, because she's the only girl.
Maybe.
I'm like, girl, I love you. I root for you.
I like her name, Charlotte. I think it's a very cute name.
Well, I once heard that the royal family, to name your babies, they give you like a list of names you can pick from.
I think that's true.
So, like, I'm like, Charlotte's a regal name.
Right.
Let me jot it down.
She said, let me put that on my baby list name.
Oh my God, I know. I found so many new ones, but I already told you about them, so.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
The only one I can remember is Fallon. That's it.
I love that name. I really do.
I know.
Y'all bitches out here listening better not steal that.
Yeah, if you do, I'm coming for you.
Exactly.
I will be taking your firstborn.
No, literally.
Alrighty. So, what did you think about in the shower?
You know, to be honest, I didn't shower today, to be honest.
But I know I thought about yesterday.
I did shower yesterday, and to be honest, I don't know what I thought about. So I'm going to just say I didn't really think about anything because nothing's popping in my brain. But what did you think about?
So we already know this. I listen to music in the shower. So, of course, I had to listen to Fearless re-recorded Miss Taylor's version because, like, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, but, like, those beginning albums were, like, my childhood. So, like, hearing those songs, I felt like I was hearing them again for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, like, 15 is, like, one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs of all time.
Oh, that's
and, like,
a good one. Because when you're
shower,
15.
Yeah,
it
was blasting.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it was blasting, like, the bridge where she says, like, Abigail gave everything she had to a boy who changed his mind. I was, like, about to burst into tears because I felt like I was hearing again for the first time because when I was 8, I didn't know what any of that meant. And, like, not that I experienced anything like that, but, like, I'm older now, so, like, I've heard stories and, like, I understand what it means now. So it's, like,
right.
I feel like it's different. Like, Taylor... When I heard she was re-recording, I was like, all right, like, whatever. But, like, she knew it was going to hit where it needed to hit. And
nah,
because
I know y'all heard me last week when I said that I don't like Taylor Swift. It's not, it's not that I don't like her. It's, I don't really like her music. It's not her. I'm just not a fan of her music. But I did say, if the girls remember correctly, that her old music was my vibe. And I might have to dive into this re-recorded album because
I just know when I hear
Sparks Fly
and Back to December, like,
it's like electricity.
Come on, Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh, wrong song.
Is it Sparks Fly? No, it's not Sparks Fly. It's Speak Now. Anyway.
Wait, well, then that's your fault for me singing the wrong song. I'm like,
it's
what?
Speak Now.
I was like, I know I'm saying the right thing.
Yeah, like when I hear those songs from like that album re-recorded.
Taylor fans listening right now are literally like these bozos saying Sparks Fly.
I said I'm not a big fan. So like,
no, I
didn't even know You Belong With Me was on Fearless. I thought it was fun.
I didn't even see, like, I forgot those were even her songs. I know them. That's
I
a bop
they
too.
Were on Speak Now. Like, I thought You Belong With Me was Speak Now. I thought Love Story was Speak Now. Like, my timeline was all out of whack there.
Love Story is it? She wears short skirts.
That's You Belong With Me.
Fuck. What's Love Story?
It's a love story.
Baby, just say yes.
Her first album, though. Like,
that type of Taylor Swift is good. She's good. She's giving. She was the moment. Today, I cannot say I feel the same way. I'm sorry. I mean, I just
Folklore is Grammy award winning, so it is the moment.
To you, and only y'all.
To the music association.
It's not bad. It's just the sound is not for me. I'm not saying it's bad. Sound is not for me. Yeah. There's like two songs that maybe I know the lyrics to only because you guys play it in the car. And that's probably like August. And
when I felt like I was an old cardigan.
Yeah.
Under someone's bed.
There's one other one that I know by her off that album, but it's not ringing a bell for me right now.
Yeah, but I love Folklore.
So that's what you thought about in the shower.
Yeah, it was the re-recorded, and then I just started thinking about all the old songs, like even from the first like Taylor Swift album, mm-hmm. like I don't think Means on that one, but like Our Song is Teardrops on My Guitar. Oh. When I hear that,
those are bops. Our Song, like, and on your window, and I'm on the phone, and you talk real slow. Y'all need to get into that.
And your mama don't know.
Yeah, y'all need to get into that.
Oh my God, and Picture to Burn. Don't even. Like, I would be on the bus. Like, I would, like, the bus. Like, I'd be, like, headphones, and I'd be, like.
So dramatic out the window.
Almost. But I feel like I was at a square dance.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It was great. It was the moment. It is the moment.
I feel like I'm at a square dance when I hear 4x4 by Miley Cyrus. Four by four and around and around.
Here we go.
What's he doing up the town? That's not what she says.
My elementary school, during music class, sometimes they would make us square dance.
Square dance, me too.
I always thought it was so weird.
Didn't you guys have Miss Reeves, though?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I had Miss Reeves. Did Gus have Miss Reeves?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know who's there anymore because a lot of like teachers have come and gone within the years.
Wow. Well, do-si-do and a 4x4, that was very.
Away we go.
Yeah, that was kind of a bop.
It really ignites my soul.
But speaking of Love Story.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of introduces.
That's our segue.
That was a good segue, wasn't it? I didn't plan that.
We could have segued because Miss Ariana has a song called Love Language. We could have just...
Oh, we could have did that, but we weren't, like, on the topic of her, so it was kind of random. But anyway, on the topic of love story, love, da-da-da, y'all get the point.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, we said last week that we were going to talk about our love languages.
We're going to dive in.
So we did a little research, obviously, mm-hmm. for you guys. And... Abby, you could tell them about our research.
Sure. There was, I would say a lot of research done, but we really did a bare minimum because we're lazy.
Yeah.
Research consisted of just, like, learning what the 5 love languages are and then, like, what, like, each one
they entails. Actually mean.
Yeah, because, like, when you hear physical touch, you may think intimacy or someone may just think, like, a hug. So, like, it can mean any of that. So, like, it's just, like, what you think. So we, like, researched that, and then from what we researched, we formulated our list of what we think our order would be, so we can take the quiz live with you, and then you can get our live reactions of
what our results actual things are. But before we do that, we wanted to share what we think our top to, like, bottoms would be.
And if you don't know what love languages are, there's 5 of them, and it was a book. Yeah, this guy, like, created this book about love languages, and it's, like, you have one of how you like receive love. I think it's also like how you give love. I might be wrong on that.
Okay. I'm not really too sure.
And then the five of them are words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, physical touch, and gift giving.
Receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts. And that's what the five of them are. Do you want to do yours first?
Yes, sure. I said my first one would be quality time, and then words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts.
Okay. And I think mine would be words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, acts of service, and then receiving gifts. So that's what my little theory is.
Yeah. Ours are,
for myself.
Ours are pretty similar, except for the first three.
Uh-huh.
They're similar. Well, but there's like different reasons why we put different things in different ways, but overall we think they're well, we'll explain later.
Well, like, to me it's just like those three, no matter what order they come in, I guess I won't be disappointed because those three are the most important to me anyway. Like,
I agree.
The last two I'm like, whatever,
right?
So if one of those two comes in as number one, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
No, literally, if, like, gift-giving comes first, I'll be like...
Great, I'm that superficial.
I mean, receiving gifts.
Like, I know I'm kind of superficial, but I'm that superficial.
No, literally. But, okay, we both have the quiz pulled up on our laptops here. I guess I'm going
to
take...
If you want to do the quiz, just Google love languages, and it's the first one.
Yeah.
It's the official website.
Yeah.
And there's four different ones you could take. There's this couples one, children's one, teens, and the singles. And so, I'll be taking the singles one.
And I will be taking the couples one. Now, I will say that me and Abby did start taking these quizzes.
We did the first question.
On the research, yeah. And we did, like, the first question. And we realized that it seems like the questions are going to be the same. So that's why we decided to stop and then do it with you guys and kind of talk about it along the way. Now, the questions might differ as we get deeper into it, but
even
obviously
then, if they differ, like if
we'll still
couple,
talk about it,
you'll hear the questions from the couple quiz. And if you're single, you'll hear the questions from the single quiz.
Right.
It works out for everyone.
So I am starting and not me getting this ad.
Do you want to read the questions like every other?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to read the first one because it's literally like gender. And then,
oh, yeah.
And then your age.
The first one.
And then married or in a relationship. Obviously, that just depends on the person.
I didn't have that question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine is married or in a relationship. Yes. Do you have this question? Have you read the five love languages by Gary Chapman?
Yes, I did have
that. All right.
I
didn't.
I did not read it.
Yeah. All right. You want to read the next one?
Question one?
Uh-huh.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love sends me a loving note, text, email for no reason, or I hug someone I love.
See, well, mine are kind of different than yours, but similar.
Are yours?
My responses are I receive a loving note, text, email from no one for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug, which is essentially the same thing.
Different, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's more meaning. My answer is going to be when I receive a loving note, text, da 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 da.
I second that.
Okay.
Next.
Next is it's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us. Or my partner does something practical to help me out. I'm going to say...
I'm going with I can spend alone time.
Yeah, I'm going to go alone time as well.
All right. Number three. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love gives me a gift as a token of our love or concern for each other. I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with those I love. And I'm going with the second option.
Yeah, I'm going with leisure time as well. We seem to be very on target.
I don't know, send me a gift if you love me. Just no. Tell me you love me.
Period.
All right, next.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car, I guess, with gas, or doing the laundry, or my partner and I touch.
Ooh, mine's different than yours.
Oh, what's yours?
It says, someone I love does something unexpected for me to help with a project, so it's not as specific. Or the other option is, I can share an innocent touch with someone I love.
Okay, so they're kind of similar.
They're kind of similar. They're just, like, worded, like, less specific.
Yeah, so here's the thing. My boyfriend and I drive two different cars, and we don't drive each other's cars, so he would never fill my car with gas.
Right.
There have been times that he's given me money for gas, so I guess that could be the only closest thing I relate to. We also don't live with each other, so we don't do each other's laundry. Sometimes I'll help him fold his laundry, or he would help me. If we were at school, he would, like, take my laundry to the thing. Pretty rare that any of this would happen.
Right.
So I'm going to go with my partner and I touch. Only because I feel like I can't really relate to the first one. You're going with that one as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So I read this question? I don't remember. No, you read it.
It's more meaningful to me when someone I love puts their arm around me in public.
Absolutely not.
Or someone I love surprises me with a gift. Now, I hate both.
I hate both as well, so this is going to be pretty hard for me to answer. But I kind of think I know which one I'm going to go with.
This is like House Hunters. Like,
I know,
like,
I know
what I'm going to pick.
Are they going to pick House 1, 2, or 3?
Oh, I know what I'm going to pick, but I hate it.
Okay. Same. Ready? I'm going to go with... Oh, I'm like kind of torn. What are you going to do?
Okay, so here, let me break it down before I tell you.
Okay.
If you, like, want to, like, touch me in public, fine, I guess. But, like, when I think of putting your arm around me, I think of, like, full-blown, like, arm over my shoulder, like, you're mm-hmm. walking all up on me. And that's
I don't like that. Yeah.
If you want to hold my hand, like, for a little bit, fine. But, like, don't put your arms around me. So, and, like, I don't like receiving gifts, like, as, like, a token of love, but, like, it's a surprise, so, like, maybe, like, they were at the store and, like, saw this thing and they thought of me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm thinking of that, and that's why I'm going to pick surprisingly the gift,
because okay,
it's
so
like, you think of me when you're not with me.
I was going to give the exact same answer, because mm-hmm. I really don't like PDA. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, I really just don't like kissing in public or any of that. Not like that I'm embarrassed, it just makes me uncomfortable to see, and I feel uncomfortable doing it.
Right.
So holding hands is like the extent of that I could go to. Even putting your arm around me is too much. It's way too much. And like Abby said, the gift giving thing, I guess, like, my partner surprises me with a gift, like, I could deal with that. But my thing is, like, I could deal with that if it's just, like, the two of us, and he's like, oh, like, I got this shirt, for example, for you, like, when I was at the mall with my friend. Like, okay, that's cute. But, like, if you, like, do this big, extravagant gift, like, ew, that's not my vibe. That's not my vibe. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with gift giving for that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing anything, or I hold hands with my partner. I know that. I know this answer for me.
Okay. So mine, the first one's the same, but the second one's worded different.
Okay.
I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm around someone I love. Now, the way I'm perceiving this question is not in public. It's just, like, comfortable in general.
Like, yeah, I'm thinking more, like, behind closed doors.
Yeah, so, like, if we're comfortable, like, they worded it before, doing, like, innocent touches with each other, which...
Right.
Like, I'm going to pick that one. Comfortable with a cute high five. cute little handhold.
Okay, I'm gonna go with. I'm a little torn.
Because the way I'm seeing it, when I'm around someone I love and we're not doing anything, like, that's kind of like if I'm, I don't know, I feel like when you just hang out with someone, like, you're just hanging out, so, like, you're really not doing anything anyways. So it's, like, that's, like, kind of, like, it's already, like, a given. Like, we're already going to be, like, spending time with each other, whether it's, like, doing exactly. something or not doing something. So I'm, like,
see, like
that touch, like, the comfortability, like, that's why I'm going to pick that.
Exactly. It's more meaningful. It is more. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the hand-holding thing, too. Or whatever innocent touches, because either way, I'm hanging out with the person, exactly. and we may or may not be doing anything.
And, like, I can't hang out with you if I'm not comfortable with you.
And, like, not that I have no problem not doing anything when I'm hanging out with people. It's just, it's not as meaningful as, like, the other holding hands. So I agree.
Exactly. Okay.
Give us the next one, Abby. Mine might be different than yours.
It's meaningful to me when I receive a gift from someone I love, or I hear someone I love tell, wait, that is not correct. I hear someone I love that they love me. I hear from someone.
Okay, mine's similar, just worded different, so I'm not going to read it. I'm going to go with the I love you.
Miss Demi Lovato, tell me you love me.
Yeah. Okay, it's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner, I am complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason. Easy. The compliment. Yeah. The compliment.
I wasn't going to pick that at all.
Really?
I sit close to someone I love.
Really? Yeah. I would totally go for the compliment.
Because, like, the way I think about it, it's like...
Yeah, but, like, if it's your partner...
I don't know. The thing is...
You're always sitting close to them.
Yeah, I know. But it's like... I don't take compliments very well, so, like, I don't like when people compliment me. I think I get really uncomfortable, and, like, I don't...
Okay.
I don't need that reassurance, I guess, like... So, like, thank you for the compliment, but, like, I don't know. I just... Sitting close to someone, I feel like...
I understand where you're coming from. I just feel like, for me... It just is more meaningful only because it's for no reason. It's like,
that's
to me,
true.
Like, if it's like, oh, I'm in my sweatpants and my hair's up and, like, I'm not wearing any makeup and he says, oh, look, you look pretty today. Then it's like, I know I look like shit, but maybe really in your eyes, I do look good. Or you're just saying that because it's nice and you want to make me feel like I look nice.
I feel like sitting
like
close to
when you're not fishing for compliments,
yeah,
that's when I would like to be complimented. Not like often at all by any means.
I think it's like, do you remember when Courtney Kardashian said that? She's like, I think it's like everyone has their own priorities and, like, work is just not one of them.
No, that's anyway, too good.
But I think it's like sitting close to someone I love, like, they want to sit next to me too. So it's like, there's like a desire for each other. It's like a magnetic pull.
Okay. Yeah. I see the vision you're trying to give.
I'm a spiritual girly. I've been told by multiple, like, psychics that, like, the person I love is going to be, like, energy wise, like, connected to me like that. So, like, the way I think about, like touch and all that, it's like, it's a magnet. Like, we're supposed to be, like, desiring each other.
No, so, like, I get that because even when you're just hanging out with your friends, you always, I feel like, at least
you
for us,
you're most comfortable with.
Yes, like, at least for us, like, if we're hanging out with people from school, we always sit next to each other 9 times out of 10 because we're the most comfortable with each other. Not that we're not comfortable with our other friends, because we totally are. It's just me and Abby have known each other the longest and been friends, like, the longest, so it's just like our natural instinct to, like, be with each other
system, almost.
Yeah,
like tag teaming,
exactly.
Yeah, So I'm going with sit close to someone I love.
I'm not judging it. I'm not judging it. We both have very good reasons for our answers. Exactly. So it's just the way we are.
Personal preference.
Exact Amundo.
Oh, goodness.
It's your turn.
Oh, is it?
Did I read the last question?
I don't remember.
Oh, maybe. I thought you were supposed to read it.
I can read it.
Sure.
All right.
Because I truly don't remember.
It's more meaningful to me when I get the chance to hang out with someone I love, or I unexpectedly get small gifts from someone I love.
Mine's the hangout, easily.
I agree.
Gifts are just not our thing. If you guys couldn't tell, they're just not our thing.
Ariana Grande once said, I can be needy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And boy, I can be needy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. You know how she says? It's more meaningful to me when I hear my partner tell me I'm proud of you, or my partner helps me with a task.
Oh, that's cute.
Ooh, those are kind of both really good.
I'm going with the I'm proud of you. Because that makes me feel good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that, too.
Like, even if it's, like, just, like, a friend, like, saying, oh, I'm so proud of you, or, like, I don't know. It just
Yeah, like, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. I think good. I agree with that. And this is why words of affirmation are very high on both of our lists.
Yeah. I can be needy.
Right.
Tell me you love me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right, let me click that. It's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with someone I love, or I hear supportive words from someone I love.
Ooh, this one's super hard. Is there a both option? Because...
Oh my god, I wish.
I really need to, like, think about this.
Okay, I'm going to give myself two scenarios. See, I get to do things. Like, that could be anything.
Yeah, that could be, like, going on vacation, or it could be going to the mall. They could be two completely different things.
And, like, going on vacation. And in that scenario, like, doing a trip where it's just the two of us away, like, vacation would be more meaningful to me than the mall.
Of course.
So here I'm going to pick supportive words, because you don't have to tell me supportive words, and there might not always be a situation where you need to, like, give me support. So, like, hearing the support for a situation is going to be more meaningful than just being like, oh, we're going to the mall. Like, because, like, that wouldn't be, like, that special.
I agree, and I was going to go with supportive words, but my reasoning was a little bit different. It's just that I feel like... when you're in a relationship, you hang out with your partner right. a lot, and you're doing things a lot, and it's not being very specific here. It's not saying, like, spending a special vacation or experience right. with your partner. If that was the case, I'd probably go with that, but because it's just saying I get to do things with my partner, that could literally be, like, running errands or going out to dinner. And don't get me wrong, like, that's nice, and that's enjoyable, but it's like supportive words. It's kind of like hearing, like, oh, I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I got your back. I kind of appreciate that more than just going to Burger King and eating a burger. Like, you know what I mean? Not that I ever do that, but you know what I mean. Like,
it's like the way, like, because I give myself, like, scenarios in my head. Like, if I was telling them, oh, like, I got a job offer, or like, I want to get plastic surgery. Something wild, something big, right. something
like something important life. Or life-changing.
To hear that you support me and you're my fan, like my biggest fan, that would mean more to me than saying, oh, let's go to the mall and hang out.
Right, like, or like if you're asking for advice,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I just feel like that's more meaningful.
Yep.
Am I supposed to read this one?
Yes.
Okay, one second. So, it's more meaningful to me. Sorry, some bullshit just popped up on my fucking laptop. Anyway, it's more meaningful to me when my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things, or I feel connected with my partner through a hug. I'm going to go with my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things. Because,
I think
really,
yeah,
the only reason I say
someone to do things for me.
Yeah, but, like, the only reason I'm saying the first one is because, like, somebody could tell you, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, but them actually doing it is a whole different thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like words and actions. What's that damn saying? That's like...
Actions speak louder than words.
Exactly. So that's why I'm kind of like going with that one. And also, it's just touch is just not the vibes for me. Like, my boyfriend and I barely hug, other than during moments that you guys can all figure out. So we don't really like do that unless we're like in bed. Like,
I don't mind doing things for myself. So, like, if they say they're going to do the dishes and don't do it, I'm going to hate that I have to do the dishes, but, like, I'll do it. Like, those things really don't, like, weigh heavy on me. Like, whatever. Like, you're just lazy, and that's a problem you need to fix. I can't fix that.
I mean, you're correct. But and I feel like maybe when you're in a relationship, though, you might feel different about that answer.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know. It's been 21 years.
Because it's like, what if, like, 3 years goes by and you hear them say, oh, I'm going to do the dishes, and you've been hearing it for 3 years, and you're just like, you know what? I'm freaking tired of you telling me you're going to do the damn dishes. Like, do them or don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, either stop telling me you're going to do them or actually do them. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That's just an example.
That's true, but I feel like I would just, like, laugh in their face. I'd be like, you're lazy, and, like, whatever. Like, that's just you. And, like, at that point, if you're that lazy, bye. I'm just going to break up with you. If you can't carry your own, if you can't carry your own, then I don't want you to surprise me doing it tomorrow morning. Like, I don't care. That's you.
Period, poo.
And I just feel like I've always had this feeling when I am in a relationship, I feel like I'm just going to be needy. I'm like... I don't know. Feeling.
We'll see.
Maybe in like the next 20 years, because, you know, I've already been through 20 of them with.
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin over there.
That's a movie title.
I know. That's why I said it.
That would be
just a joke.
If I had a movie title for my life, that would be it.
That's what you would use.
Probably.
To be like, what one movie that describes your life, and you say that one. That would be hilarious.
I wish I could say Mamma Mia, but I can't.
Ugh.
I don't have to read ads.
No, literally.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I hear praise from someone I love. Someone I love gives me something that shows me they're really thinking about me.
These are both bad. I'm gonna go with praise, I guess.
Yeah, praise to me just sounds very like, I am man, you are woman. And I don't need praise.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it sounds very like, I am man, you're a woman. Go
like, I like supportive words better.
Yeah, I like, it's the phrasing.
Yeah, the way they worded it just wasn't for me.
But, like, I feel like this question is, like, the second option. It's, like, what we heard earlier. Like, someone surprises me with a gift. Like, obviously, like, I want you to be thinking about me. If you get me something, that's fine. So it's, like.
Yeah, maybe I'll go with that.
You thought about me.
I'm going to go with that one.
And then it's like, praise. Like, I'm not a dog. You don't praise or scold me. Like, you talk to me.
Yeah, like that's weird. It feels very 50 Shades of Grey to me.
Exactly.
The way that was.
I'm like, girl, I'm not no submissive. So
no, I'm not whatever her name is. Anastasia Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills.
Right. Even though I don't care about gifts, I'm just going to pick it because.
No, me too. That's what I did.
I hate the wording of the other one.
No, same. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I am able to just be around my partner. I get a back rub or massage from my partner.
Okay. Mine is just back rub, not massage for the second one.
Okay. Well, I'm still going with that one because girl, I got a bad back. Y'all better be doing something like
even if it's just like.
All I heard was back rub.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't like, care whether you're my friend or whatever. I need it.
Yeah, that's for me. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love reacts positively to something I've accomplished. Someone I love does... Sorry, can you hear my dog?
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Second option is, someone I love does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy.
Wait, okay. You gotta read those again.
So it's someone I love reacts positively to something I've accomplished, or someone I love does something for me that I don't, that they don't enjoy. So like, say I like going to the zoo and they don't.
I'm going to go with reacts positively to something I've accomplished.
I was going to say the same thing because
the other one, I feel like they're not going to have fun. Exactly. And because they're not going to have fun, I'm going to be like feeling bad because like they're not enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
So I won't really enjoy myself. So I'm going to go with the first one.
It's like, I know you're doing it for me, but like, I know in the back of your head, you're going to be like, I wish I was doing something else.
Exactly.
So reacts positively.
Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I kiss frequently. I sense my partner showing interest in things I care about.
Ooh. Okay, my first one is different.
Okay, what's yours?
It's I'm able to be in close proximity to someone I love.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm gonna break them down.
Okay.
The second one, I sense when I love showing interest. I feel like if you're with me, you should already be showing interest in things I like because you want to get to know me. So you should want to talk about them more and like.
Right, because they should be things you have in common. Right.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, like the whole like desire thing, like I want someone to desire me. I want to be desirable by someone, like magnetic pull. Like I want to be like in close proximity because like, I don't know, like I just want to like. I don't know. There's something about physical touch to me.
No, I agree.
It's a magnet. It gives you butterflies in your stomach.
I agree. Kind of. But
then it's like when I think about that, it's like if we're at a wedding, I don't need you to be next to me the entire time. So like then I think about it in like that situation.
I'm thinking about it from this point of view. Okay. Kissing frequently is cute and all.
Oh, see, your first one's different. I forgot.
Exactly. So I'm kind of in a different situation. So it's my partner and I kiss frequently. Now that's cute and all, but I don't know if I would necessarily say that's more meaningful to me. It's intimate and like, yeah, in a way I do like that, but that's not like, it is meaningful to me. But personally, I feel like if I were to have a new interest in something, like, for example, I want to go to school for real estate, and I expressed this to my boyfriend like 2 years ago, and he was like, oh, let's do it together. That's showing interest in something that like,
right,
obviously I didn't have this interest before when we originally started talking or dating, so he wouldn't know about it. Mm-hmm. But like, it was kind of nice to be like, oh, like you're kind of interested in something that I'm interested in too, that like, mm-hmm, we both didn't know we were interested in. I don't know, I'm kind of gonna lean, personally I think I'm leaning more towards the interest thing.
If that was my questions, I would pick that one too, because
yeah,
because
like, the kissing thing, whatever. I don't know if that's really that meaningful to me. It is whatever. Don't get me wrong, it is, but like you caring more about my mind and the way I think and the things I like is more to me like passionate and loving,
yes,
and meaningful than, oh, you could just kiss anyone could kiss, yeah, anyone.
Exactly. A kiss is kind of meaningless,
right,
nowadays, you know, hookup culture.
I mean, not to us, but
yeah, but the whole others. World, like hookup culture, it's like all of it's meaningless now in a way.
Exactly. Okay, I'm ready for the next one. I don't know how many questions this is. I hope we're almost done.
53%.
I hope we're almost done.
I know. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love works on special projects with me that I have to complete, or someone I love gives me an exciting gift.
Ugh.
Now,
I'm just going to have to go with projects because it can't be gift.
I can't.
So I'm just going to say project. I really don't like either, but I already clicked it.
I'm a control freak. Like, chores is one thing, but like, I'm a control freak, and I like to think when I do projects, like, I'm a perfectionist. And if you don't do it the way I want it done, I'm going to have, like, I'm going to freak out.
But they're not doing it. They're just helping you.
Yes, but, like, helping could be, like, they're doing one part of it and I'm doing another part. And, like, if that part doesn't match up with, like, my standards, I'm going to hate it. And then I'm going to end up redoing it anyway. So it's, like,
I mean, I agree, but I was thinking more of a project as in, like, they were going to do the research and then I was going to, like, formulate it the way I wanted it to be.
Really? If that was the case, sure. But, like, when I think or, like, about if it, like,
I'm studying and, like, you're asking me the questions, like, I know that's not a project, but, like, that's kind of, like, the way I was viewing it. So that's why I went with that one.
I thought very, like, science fair-esque. Like, I'm doing, like, a crafts project and, like...
No, see, that? No, I'm a control freak when it comes to that, so I would have to do that on my own.
But it's, like, I don't need a gift. Like, what are you going to excite me with?
Right. You know you want to pick project. Just pick project. I mean, you don't have to. You can pick either one.
I'm going to have to because I don't care about gifts.
Right, exactly. It's more meaningful to me when I'm complimented by my partner on my appearance or my partner takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings. I guess to listen to me and understand my feelings.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, like, you, exactly, like, you can compliment me on my appearance, but.
But if you don't love my insides, my feelings, then you can't compliment
me. I mean, like, if the question was, is it more of a turn on when your partner compliments your appearance or listens to you about your depressing feelings, then I would pick the first one. But the question was, is it more meaningful? So I'm going to have to go with option two.
Still pick. The second one. I'd still pick the second one.
Yeah,
I'd pick, like, the fact one. That you're that interested in me.
Right.
It shows intelligence. And that, for me, that is number one.
All right.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I can share a meaningful touch in public with someone or someone in love offers to run errands for me.
Okay, my first one's different. But similar, mine is my partner and I share a non-sexual touch in public. It really doesn't matter that was the option for me because I'm going to pick the second one. My partner offers to run errands with me. I already clicked it.
Mine, I don't know. Like, when you say touch, what do you mean? Do you mean, like,
I'm thinking there's thinking, like, holding hands, putting an arm around, like, PDA type of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick errands.
Yeah, I picked errands.
I think. Like, I kind of like running errands, but, like, whatever. I guess you can, like, pick me up.
But if they're offering to, like, get them with you, that's kind of, like, that's nice. You want to spend time with me, even though I'm doing something boring.
Oh, mine wasn't with me. It was for me.
Oh, mine was, I thought mine was with me.
Mine was for me.
Oh.
So I'm like, if you're already
well, that's
out,
still nice.
Offer, yeah, whatever.
That's still meaningful. Okay. Do you read this one?
Like, no, you do. These are the same questions over and over again.
I know. I'm like, where's the end? It's more meaningful to me when my partner does a bit more than his/her normal share of responsibilities we share. For example, around the house, work-related, etc., or I get a gift that I know my partner put thought into choosing.
Okay, my first one's different.
Okay.
Someone I love does something special for me to help out. So it's only a little different.
I'm going to go with... I don't live with my boyfriend. Nor do we work together. So, or do I even work? I'm going to go, I don't even want to say this, but I'm going to go with the gift one.
Hmm.
I mean, I would imagine, though, when I am living with someone, it would be the first one. So maybe I should pick the first one. Because, like, I wouldn't want to cook every day.
Yeah, or, like, do the laundry. I'm 21. So by the time I get a partner, if that ever happens, I'll be old. And at that point, if I'm not already living alone, I'm gonna be like living with roommates, and then like obviously like you're gonna be like staying over because like it's my place. like you're going to be doing stuff for me. So I'm going to go with Someone I Love, just something special for me to help out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that because I'm just going to think about in the sense of like if I was living with my partner.
Yeah, I think about like the future of like what I would actually want because like, I don't live on my own. I live like with my parents. So it's like.
Exactly.
The scenario is not my real life anyway. It's just temporary until like life starts.
Right.
It's more meaningful to me when someone I love doesn't check their phone while we're talking with each other. Or someone I love goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me.
I think I'm going to go with... the not checking the phone.
Yes, I agree. Even though, like, I check my phone. Like, I don't check it like that. I, like, go on TikTok.
Well, not if they're actually having a really deep conversation with me.
Oh, yeah. If I'm talking to someone, I'm not just going to go on TikTok. But, like, if we're hanging out and, like...
Right, the question was if you were talking.
Like, if we're, like, hanging out, I just, like, check TikTok real quick because I'm addicted.
Right. It's more meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because of a gift I anticipate receiving. Or I hear the words, I appreciate you from my partner. This is easily the I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm just hoping you go on vacation to buy me a sweatshirt. Okay, it's more meaningful to me when someone I love and haven't seen in a while thinks enough of me to give me a little gift. Someone I love takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed to do at the time.
My first one's a little different. Mine says, my partner brings me a little gift after he slash she has been traveling without me.
See, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's like, ew.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that one that I just read.
But then again, it's kind of sweet because you haven't seen me in a while. So, like, even though, like, you haven't seen me, you thought of me.
Yeah, like, that's nice.
And, like, even if I'm too stressed to do something, I'm always going to have to do it.
Because exactly.
I'm a control.
I'm going to have to do it, and I'm going to have to do it my way, so.
Mm-hmm. Is that one mine?
Next one. No, I think it's mine.
Okay.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking, or gift giving is an important part of our relationship, of not interrupting while talking.
Yeah. I know I do that, but like.
It's just gifts are so low down on the bar for me. It's like, I really can't put that above something else. Yeah, no. Like, I'm sorry.
No, even if, like, one of these, like, things is, like, a flaw of mine, I'm still going to pick my flaw over.
No, yeah. Literally.
Like, okay. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love helps me out when they know I'm already tired, when I get to go somewhere while spending time with someone I love. So, like, vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. I go somewhere spending time with someone I love. I'm going to take that as, like, a vacation or, like, a nice, like, day trip or something. So, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I are physically intimate or my partner gives me a little gift that she or he picks out. Picked up in the course of their normal day. Well,
my first one's different.
What's your first one?
Someone I love touches my arm or shoulder to show their care and concern.
Why did I have to get the physical touch? Physical. So I'm still
picking that one anyway.
I'm picking that one, guys. Don't judge me. I don't think anybody's gonna judge me, but I'm just like, ew, I feel weird sharing that with the world.
It's more meaningful to me when someone I love says something encouraging to me. I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with someone I love.
I think I'm going to go with the spend time in a shared activity or hobby, personally.
I think I'm going to agree because you can encourage me all you want, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Like, right, or it doesn't mean that it's going to change my like perspective on it.
Yeah, like, yeah, I have to encourage myself to do it. So I'm picking the hobby one.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when my partner surprises me with a small token of their appreciation, or my partner and I touch a lot during the normal course of the day.
Mine's different.
What's yours?
My second one is, I'm touching someone I love frequently to express our friendship. And I'm going to pick that one.
I'm going to have to go with that one, but, like, I'm imagining touching to be, like, a light peck and holding the hands. Like, that's the extent of that.
Right. Touch is what you make of it.
Exactly.
Touch a touch a touch a touch me. I want to be dirty. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love helps me out, especially if I know they're already busy. I hear someone I love tell me that they appreciate me. I'm pretty sure we've already had this, so we appreciate me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking.
Where is the end of this damn quiz?
We're at 97%, so we're almost done.
Oh, you see it?
Yeah, I have a little thing at the bottom.
All right, cool. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I embrace after we've been apart for a while, or I hear my partner say how much I mean to him or her. I'm going to go with I hear my partner say how much I mean to him or her.
I was going to go with a hug because actions speak louder than words, and you can feel a lot.
Yeah, but I said that last time and you disagreed.
Because the situations were different. In this situation, like, I don't know, I feel like you can feel a lot. Because, like, you know how
you're right,
some people to express their emotions?
What'd you say?
I said it's, like, sometimes it's hard for people to express their emotions. So, like, if they can do that through a hug or, like, I guess it is only a hug for the option. If they can do it through a hug and, like...
Because you're kind of right.
Be able to feel it.
You're kind of right. I think I'm going to go with that one as well.
Exactly.
Because, like, when you haven't seen somebody for so long, and, like, even though, like, if it's your partner or even someone that you're talking to or you like or something, and they come and they give you a hug, they're going to be like, oh, my God, I missed you so much. Like, I love you or whatever. Like, they're already going to be saying those words.
Yeah.
They're already going to be saying that. So I'm going to go with that. Oh, this was our last question.
Was it?
Wait, tell me I got mine kind of right.
I think I did. Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, my God, I got mine exactly right.
Mine is a little off. Okay, let me pull up my original. Also, let me take a picture of this.
Well, guys, mine was quality time all the way at the top.
There's percentages, too. Read your percentages.
So mine was quality time for 30%. Then it was words of affirmation at 27%. Physical touch at 20%, acts of service at 13%, and receiving gifts at 10%. That was exactly the order that I said, and I'm so proud of myself for actually knowing myself well enough to do it.
Mine is, well, what I thought it was words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, acts of service, and gift giving or receiving gifts. So my actual thing is 30% physical touch, 27% quality time, 23% words of affirmation, and then acts of service and receiving gifts are both 10%. So
wow.
They're both meaningless.
Exactly, to both of us.
But my first three are out of whack. I didn't think quality time would actually be number two or number one. I'm surprised.
Physical touch was your number one, which you said.
Which was number two to me.
So words of affirmation is three for you?
Yeah.
Wow, and you had that at number one.
I know.
Wow.
But I can't.
But they're all pretty close. They're all pretty close in percentage, so it's like it's not like they're that far off.
The little paragraph says that a person whose primary language is physical touch is not surprisingly very touchy. Like, what does that mean? I really that's the dyslexia. A person's language is physical touch is not surprisingly very touchy. That's true. Because I'm usually not very touchy.
Right.
But that's so interesting. Okay. And then it says, hugs, pats on the back, and thoughtful touches on the arm. They can always be ways to show excitement, concern, care, and love. physical presence and accessibility are crucial, while neglect and abuse can be unforgivable and destructive. Appropriate and timely touches communicate warmth, safety, and love.
Mine says, my paragraph for quality time says, in the vernacular of quality time, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores and tasks on standby makes your significant other feel special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Quality time also means sharing quality conversation and quality activities. This is so accurate, because if anybody ever will say, well, I'm thinking if like Deb's like, oh, I can't hang out with you, I'll literally cry. I'll literally cry about it.
Right.
Like, that hurts me more than him like not talking to me.
Right.
Not that that really ever happens, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Well, I'm really proud of us. Yeah, I think we did really well. I think we did.
A little paragraph reassured it to me, because
you were like, "Yeah, I see it now."
Because like, I always knew it was gonna be in the top three. Like, and I really thought it would like at least be number two. But like, it is true, because like, typically I'm not very touchy, but like, if I'm with someone I love, then it's like,
I love it.
Can I click on the others to read them? No.
Probably not.
Wow.
That was so fun.
Everyone,
that literally took us a whole hour. We've already been on for an hour.
Really?
That took us so long, the quiz. But we, like, talked through it.
I'm really satisfied with this.
Me too.
I'm like, what do I do with this? I need to, like, make a whole playlist on my love language.
No, literally, love language playlist.
I mean, TBH, we already have one, but...
Oh, we do, but let's not even...
But, like, because it does kind of cover everything. Every little love language.
I guess it does. Yeah, it does. Wow. It does.
I'm, like, kind of, like, shocked.
She's a physical touch kind of gal.
Whatever.
No, literally, whatever.
I can be needy.
Well... Guys, I don't know. Abby, is there anything else that we wanted to talk about this week? I know we usually have like a couple topics, but this one took us so long. We could do our questions or
Let me find
like we usually do, and then we'll let you guys go, because we know that we talk your ears off. But obviously, if you're listening, you'd like hearing us talk. So, what am I talking about?
I was gonna say, it was very scheduled, so.
Yeah, this one was not really planned, but, like, we knew we wanted to talk about this, because we said Abby came up with it last week, and we were like, oh, my God, we totally have to talk about that.
Try and scroll through this one. What was your favorite age growing up?
Ugh. Are you kidding? Are we talking about, like, in our teenage years?
I guess that would be different. I guess that would be your favorite.
Or do you mean, like, or do we mean, like, from infant to, like, 10? Like, I need it more specific.
All right, so let's do infant to 12. That's preteen. Okay. And then we'll do teenage years. And then we'll do our 20s, but we've only been in our 20s for 2 years, so, like...
Yeah, so don't even end. Our 20s were plain garbage because they were all in COVID. So screw that.
Your favorite age from 0 to 12, and then we'll do 13 to 19.
Okay. Ooh. I think I'm going to say my favorite age for the first category, 0 to 12. I'm gonna go with, I don't know why. Ooh, I was gonna say two different things, but I think I'm gonna go with 7. Initially, that was the age I was thinking, because that's when I got my dog, and like, I don't know, I had like, you know what? Screw that. Scratch that. I think I'm gonna go with 9. I'm going to go with 9. Sorry, that was my second one, but I thought about it more. I thought about it more, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go with 9, and it's going to be the same reason why I'm going to go with my other age category. I'm going to go with 9 because when I was 9, like, my friends at the time, we all lived on the same street or, like, up the street from each other, and I enjoyed the fact that every time we would get off the bus, this was fourth grade, we would always hang out at our one friend Trevor's house every day, like after school. And that's just like a fond memory I have at like that age, and like really spending time with my friends. Like we would ride bikes, and like I feel like we didn't have freedom. Like, don't get me wrong, we were not allowed to like really leave the street, but like, we were a little more independent than we were when we were 7. You know what I mean? So I think I would say that age.
I feel like these are very two different ages. But every time I think about it, like if I could go back to an age from that era, there's something about like being 4/5 years old that I've always liked. Like, I feel like,
okay,
I'm going to say it, I think that was my prime. I was like, I was always a really shy person, but I feel like back then I didn't have, like, obviously didn't have any stress. I was 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
But I just feel like my personality then was, like, shining. Like, she was a star. Like, she was spending her life at 4 years old watching this Liz McGuire movie. Like, she was like, girl, I'm going to be living in Europe. Like, she dreamt big. So, like, being, like, to be that girl again, I feel like that would have been, like, my favorite age. But then I also think, like, 10. Like, I feel like 10.
Right, like 9, 10. Also, when I was 9, like, Justin Bieber got famous. So exactly. That was my other,
exactly.
That was my other reasoning behind it's that. Like, I forgot to mention.
My interests were finally starting when I was,
right.
I had interest when I was a kid, but like.
But I was becoming the person that I am today. Like, that was the start of it right there.
I think I'm going to punch in at 10.
I'm punching in at 9 because 7, I was going to say I got my dog and, like, that was exciting. But then I was like, I didn't have the friends that I had. And those were way more valuable to me.
Yeah.
But for the second category, 12 to
13.
Or, I mean, 13 to 19, I think I'm going to go with, I know this is, like, 2 ages, but I'm going to say, like, 16, 17.
I know exactly what I'm thinking.
You're going to say, like, freaking, like, 13.
I'm going to say, like, 14 because that was One Direction's prime.
It's and okay. I picked 9 because of Justin Bieber.
If I could ever feel that a year again, I would want to feel 2014 all over again. Like,
oh, I mean, that's so cute. Bad. That's a mood. But I feel like 17 was the best year of my life. Like, oh, that was the best year.
Was the best
Me
year
being
of my
17
life.
Was the best year of my life. The only reason I said 16 and 17 was because 16 was the age that I was when I became friends with all of you. Mm-hmm. And senior year, we turned 17, and that was the best year of my life.
Yeah. See,
up until I turned 19, and then, like, it was great, great, great. And then, actually, I turned 20. It was great, great, great. And then COVID happened, and then.
Yeah,
back down the hole. So
2017 was, I'm not exaggerating, the best year of my life.
Right.
So it's like at the same time, maybe I would pick 17.
Right.
Like, that was literally the best year of my life. I can't explain it any other way than that sentence. Like,
exactly. And if you ask me why, it's like I can't even give you an answer.
It's just a feeling. Like, I remember when it ended, I wrote a whole journal, like, in my notes about how special 2017 was for me. And I just sometimes I go back and read that, and it gives me the same feelings I felt when I was in that year.
Right. It's just, I feel like
it was before college happened.
I had my friends. We just started driving. We had all this freedom. We were having so much fun.
Yeah.
I had my true friends, and we were going to college, and we graduated, and,
life was finally happening.
Right, and that's when I started talking to my boyfriend, and I felt like, oh my God, like, all these things in my life are, like,
yeah.
I actually saw, like, this is what life, like, is about. Like, this is, and I understood. In that moment, she understood.
Yep.
So, I think that's what I'm going with.
that. 2017 was, it was senior year.
Right.
We had gone to Jimmy Fallon for the first time. Like, it was, like, fun things were happening.
We did so many fun things. Like, things that, like, people would dream about doing.
Yeah, like, I went to Europe, which I know I talk about all the time, but, like, and my Twitter got deleted, but I'm just going to quote this. I had a tweet when I was, like, 13 on Twitter, and it said, the day I go to Paris will be the happiest day of my life. And in 2017, it happened. And literally, I could have died, like, the week after, like, I came back from Europe, and I would have died happy because, like, I did something with my life, and I felt, it felt special. I'm going to say 17. 17 was, that's my favorite year ever. Favorite age ever.
No, exactly. That was the best year.
Like, currently, right now, it's been 4 years since I was in Paris.
I think if COVID didn't happen, though, if COVID didn't happen, I would have probably easily said that 20 and 21 right now would have been the best years of my life.
Yeah.
And due to the circumstances.
Yeah. I think I would have said 2020 only because it would have been, like, my first, like, full year of, like, college, like, and I was genuinely happy.
Right.
If my life then, and I don't know, like, a lot of good, even though there was a lot of bad, like, the good that did happen, I just, like, think of that, like, if I had that full year without the pandemic.
Exactly.
Like, it would have been a full year of, like, all those good things happening.
Exactly. And for the part that we did have, really, when we say this, we're talking about our age of being 20 because the memories that we have were actually in 2019, but us being 20 years old. Yeah.
I just think about, like, ages.
Us being 20 years old, which we're a month apart. So from August and September to March was the best. Like, if it would have continued on that momentum, 20 would have probably been, like, our second or very close or top, even, like, depending.
Yeah, honestly.
But
I'm like, what would have happened?
I think a lot of things would have went different, personally.
I don't know. I feel like we just would have, like, done more exciting stuff.
I think we would have done more exciting stuff, but I also think everyone in their own way has grown so much because of COVID. Like, just either had more realization in their life, like, they feel like they know who they are or whatever, and, like, I feel like at the same time, like, there's things that we did this year that I probably wouldn't have even done if it wasn't for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't drink, or I don't really drink, but, like, after COVID hit and we went back to school, I was like, fuck it, I want to get drunk one night. Like, I just want to have fun because it's like, what is there to live for if you're not, like, doing things that make you happy or you're not going to have fun? Like, live once in your life, like, do something. Don't just sit around and, like, watch other people have fun or just wait for something to be fun. Like, it's not going to be fun unless you make it fun. And that's something we also, like, realize this year is, like, if we want to have a good time, we have to make it a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, you make do with what you have.
Right. And you, like, start caring less about, like, what other people think and more about what makes you happy or what you think.
I still care so much about what people think of me.
We do. No. We totally do. But I think, like, I personally see a little difference between the two of us. Not between the two of us, like, as the two of us, like, we 100% do still care what people think, but, like, there's, like, 3% that, like, doesn't anymore.
I think it's just, like, I'm more comfortable with who I am.
Exactly, but I'm saying, like, I think because of COVID.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
Like, I was with myself for
6 months, days practically. On end,
just, like, talking to myself, like, thinking to myself.
Exactly.
Like, you had to.
Do we have any other questions?
I'm just going to ask the simple, do you have a favorite holiday? Why or why not?
Oh, well, we kind of talked about that. You said we Christmas. Did.
Christmas is my favorite.
And I'd probably go with... Christmas. Listen.
Like, it can be Christmas all year
long. I like Christmas, but I kind of want to say New Year's, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I just love the...
Third for me. I think second would be Halloween.
Yeah, okay, well, I was going to say Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween or New Year's. I'm not, like, into the whole dressing up gig.
See, the thing is, I like fall. So, like, Halloween just kind of falls in fall. So, it just,
well,
like, kind of
for the
sense.
Weather purposes, Halloween. But, like, with the bang of a banger, like, I feel like New Year's, like, a, like, my vision would be totally, like, we talked about this. When we're older, we want to do, like, themed parties. Mm-hmm. So, like, Abby and Emily are going to do Christmas. Me and Jackie are going to do New Year's. And Tyler's going to do Halloween because that's his favorite holiday. So, like, at each other's houses. And, like, I just feel like I would have more of an enjoyable time, like, throwing a party for New Year's than I would Christmas. I love Christmas, but it's New Year's. It just feels more right to me. I resonate with New Year's more.
Yeah, Christmas is, it's just a feeling. Like, I can't ever explain the feeling, but it's just a feeling of pure joy. And it's like,
what a feeling.
No, literally, I can't explain it. Like, every time I watch a Christmas movie, I know they're cheesy, I know they're corny, but it's like, there's always that one, like, moment where, like, it all makes sense, and it's like, you say, like, that's what Christmas is about. Like, it's about, like, being with friends and family, and, like, celebrating, and
right.
giving back, and just being with people who make you feel happy, and it's like, I've already said it, I hate gifts. Like, if I never got a gift for Christmas, I would not care. Like, it's just the feeling of pure joy and giving back and being with others. Christmas is just, it's a miracle. Thank you, Jesus.
Right. I mean, I like Christmas, but something about New Year's, the aesthetic, the vibe, and like...
The aesthetic is cute, but for some reason, every year, I can never nail it. Like, every single year,
I've never
been anywhere else but my own home on New Year's, except for, was it 2 years ago?
It was last year, going into 2020.
There you go.
We all thought it was.
Yeah, that was the only time I was ever not in my own home or with my family. So it's like,
well, you spent New Year's at my house.
Yeah, but I had to leave early. Like, I still celebrated New Year's, like,
well, that's stupid. I don't know why your mom does that.
I don't know. I think I just like when we're all home for New Year's because it's like, it's the new year.
Yeah, but like, your family doesn't do, your like, your sister goes out, your one sister doesn't live there, so it's like, what's the point?
No, literally.
Like, you should just go out and do whatever you want.
I'm the only one who's never allowed to leave the house on New Year's.
Right.
But whatever. I don't know. New Year's is, it's just like, whatever. The clock changed. The new year. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, my dream was to always like have a Project X themed party. Like,
God,
not themed, but like the dream. Like, that was a dream. Like,
no, like
if I was in high school.
All over, if we don't have a Project X party.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to rent an Airbnb for a night, and I'm telling y'all, like, we need to do the whole nines. Like, I want keg stands, I want people shooting into pools. Like, I just, that's what I need. Okay.
And I don't even care who shows up. I don't care. Like,
well, I don't care. As long as y'all get your COVID shot, y'all can come in. So,
Project Extra Large.
No, literally Project Extra Large. But like, that was always my dream. And I feel like New Year's could give that way more than like a Christmas party could give that. And I think that's why I'm saying New Year's. Like, New Year's is like, let's get trashed and like party and like fun, and like Christmas is very like, let's sing carols and like spend time with family and have a glass of wine and have a cake that says happy birthday Jesus. Does anybody else's family do that but mine?
Not mine.
We do that.
We don't.
You should really get into it.
We're like Christmas movies, game, like board games, like.
But you should also have a cake for dessert that says "Happy Birthday, Jesus."
We should, but we don't. We just,
you should, but you don't. You know what? We didn't really do it. We didn't really do it growing up. But like, as like when my cousin got married to his wife, they started doing like Christmas at their house, and they started doing that. And I, I guess she grew up doing that like as a tradition. And I kind of thought it was like weird at first, but now I'm kind of like, I kind of love it because it is supposed to be Jesus's birthday.
Exactly.
And we should be celebrating Jesus's birthday. So it's only right for us to get a birthday cake for him.
We
and
are. When I'm singing those carols at church, when I'm singing those carols, I'm like, "Alleluia!"
Right.
I'm singing to him.
Right.
Oh.
I guess that's it because we've been on for like an hour and 20 minutes, and I know that we usually don't talk this much, but I feel like there was a lot that we needed to share. Mm. So
I'm gonna go get a shower.
So I'm gonna watch TV. What's new? But it was nice chatting with y'all. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, as always, follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, shameless plug. But like, it's I know you guys aren't following us because my follower count isn't going up. So like, y'all need to start following. But yeah, we'll see you next week. Maybe we'll have a special guest. I don't know. People keep telling us they want to be on and then it's crickets when we text them and say, get on. So
that's true. We just need to plan in advance.
I feel like we try and then it still like falls through. So we'll see. But maybe we'll have someone soon. Hopefully.
Maybe.
But until then, XOXO.
Gossip Girl.